CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batister. Professor Evan Ellis, the Latin American Research Professor for the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. We are discussing Venezuela, always in the news. Bad actor, malign actor in Venezuela, and a convergence of bad actors around the world. Moscow, Tehran, Beijing. Certainly the phenomenon that we've seen over these last years of strongmen emerging from constitutional governments, Bolivia, and now perhaps Peru as well. We go to a meeting that's upcoming in early September in Mexico City, hosted by the president of Mexico, we're told, López Obrador, AMLO. A meeting in which there will be observers from Russia, from Bolivia, other countries that are disposed towards the Maduro regime. A meeting to be attended by a man named Guevara, who's just been released from jail in Caracas by the Maduro regime. A meeting that's said to be a conversation between Maduro and the Guado faction that momentarily challenged Maduro in these late years, but no longer because the National Assembly was reconfigured to favor Maduro. Professor, how do you regard this meeting in Mexico City? What does it tell us about AMLO? What does it tell us about Maduro?
John, they're excellent questions. First of all, I don't see personally the current round of political negotiations as yielding any positive results. I hope I'm wrong, but this is actually the third series of negotiations in the past four years. And repeatedly, what has happened is when the Maduro regime has been under pressure for one reason or another, it has used such negotiations to stall or to achieve other objectives. So, for example, you had in 2019, again, when there was pressure over protests, an attempt to diffuse that pressure through meetings in Barbados and in Norway that you ultimately, when the protests were demobilized, the government turned to intransigence. So in the current case, what you have is the Maduro regime having already consolidated power through sham elections this past December, which eliminated the last vestiges of the credible congressional opposition, and now turning to upcoming elections in November this year at the municipality level. There's Maduro and his people have a desire to get out from under sanctions, which are hurting not necessarily just the government or the people of Venezuela, but also hurting the position of the government and other interested factions such as the armed forces. And so one of the things that Maduro has continually asked for is that if there is any show of progress, that U.S., even before agreements are achieved, abandon sanctions. Indeed, that was one of his explicit demands as recently as yesterday, something that was actually just rebuffed by the U.S. State Department, who essentially said, you need to have a talk with your own opposition. Don't play the United States. But the bottom line is that, sadly, Juan Guaido, who I think has done an admirable job, playing a very difficult hand with little to show, he knows that his attempt to really get traction as really the de jure president of Venezuela is losing momentum. I think he senses that this may be his last attempt to get something, especially with these upcoming municipal elections. And so playing to that weak hand, I think, is trying to get any type of international recognition or guarantees that will let them get a foothold. But as you also point out, part of the game is bringing in all of the bad actors. To me, it's, I look and say, why is the United States, why are we allowing Russia a seat at the table? Why are we allowing Turkey a seat at the table? Why are we allowing Bolivia a seat at the table? Norway, at least, has a vested interest in the region. The Netherlands have a vested interest in the region and have, through islands such as Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao, and they're playing a constructive role. But there are others that you just shake their head and you just wait for this to disintegrate as previous efforts have. And actually, they've already called a halt, and the next round is not going to happen until early September, as I understand.
And the president of Mexico, AMLO, he was disappointed in his midterms. He did not consolidate power. He is not at this point in reaching to rewrite the Constitution or change the way judges are chosen. He does, however, recently indicate that he favors Caracas. He favors Havana. Was that always true, Evan? AMLO leaning towards the strongman?
Aside from the many worrisome things that are going on in Mexico and the direction that AMLO and his Morena movement are taking Mexico, AMLO also has always been a bit of a politician out of his time and out of his league, in my opinion. Out of his time in the sense that he harkens back to the time when you had, you know, back in, you know, President Luis Echevarria in Mexico, and when Mexico was a great leader of leftist movements in Central America, in the Caribbean, including, you know, talks with the Cubans and you know, hosting the FMLN when it was a guerrilla movement in El Salvador, et cetera. So I think AMLO is trying to return to that tradition in hosting Maduro and hosting these talks in Mexico City. But I'm not really sure what the constructive role will play other than, you know, helping bring other people, you know, other actors that should not have a seat at the table, such as the Russians, in and giving a bit of a credibility to this, this dialogue.
The Biden administration, we just have a minute. The Biden administration has spoken that the severe sanctions visited upon Venezuela did not work. Is there a new policy in another direction than sanctions towards Maduro? We have about a minute.
The Biden administration has clearly indicated that if there were real changes in Venezuela, it was open to revisiting the sanctions policy. But again, just as recently as today, it said that, you know, it was not going to negotiate, you know, initially with the Maduro regime. But frankly, again, I worked at the State Department on the policy planning staff for a year. We worked these issues. I have a great amount of admiration for the very intelligent efforts of people like Elliot Abrams, Kerry Filippetti, and others who just banged their heads again and again, trying to, you know, figure out a way to bring democracy and progress to Venezuela. There are no good options right now, as long as the people with the guns and the people making the money off of narco-trafficking are not relinquishing their power, and as long as the Cubans are keeping an eye on things to keep anybody who wants to take a different path from taking one. So there aren't many other good options, right. And that's just that state.
Professor Evan Ellis, Latin American Research Professor, U.S. Army War College, Strategic Studies Institute. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.